Chapter 2. The Kiss. When I was younger, my friends at school were usually boys. But when they got older, the boys changed. The girls changed too. They only talked about hair and boys, and I hated talking about that. But Sally Macclesfield was a bit different. We weren't friends, but I thought that she was cool. Then one day, my mum met me in the school playground. She was feeling very tired, and she fell. She cut her face, and she hurt her foot. It was horrible. Lots of people saw her. The next day, Sally was laughing about it with her friends.
Frankie's mum fell onto the floor. She was so drunk, Sally said.
This made me very angry, and I hit Sally in the face. After that, I hated her, and she hated me. Sam didn't know about Sally and her stupid friends, and I didn't want him to know. But here I was in the bathroom with Sally and Marnie, and Sam was waiting outside.
Hello, Frankie, Sally said. What are you doing here?
Sally was popular at school. She was very beautiful, and she always had very cool clothes.
Are you buying new clothes? Marnie said.
You should, because you wear the same thing every day.
She was right. I didn't have many clothes, and I hated wearing Zara's old clothes. They were usually pink.
Where's your mum? Is she drunk again? Sally said.
Shut up, I said.
Oh, no, she'll hit you again, Sally, Marnie said, laughing.
I'm with my friend, I said angrily.
You don't have friends, Marnie said. Where is she then?
He is waiting outside, I said.
A boy, Sally said. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I said. Sam was not my boyfriend, but I wanted to shock her.
She's lying, Sally said.
I'm not lying, I said. I'm going now. Bye. I didn't want to go to the toilet anymore.
We're coming with you, Sally said.
Sally and Marnie followed me outside, but Sam wasn't there.
Where is he then? Marnie said. He's not real, Sally said. Frankie wants to be a writer, remember? It's just a fairy tale.
How did she know that I wanted to be a writer? I thought.
Hey, Frankie, Sam suddenly shouted. Sorry, I went to the toilet too.
He looked at Sally and Marnie.
Are you Frankie's friends from school?
No, they're the opposite of friends, I said. Sam laughed and thought that I was joking.
Hi, I'm Sally, and this is Marnie, Sally said. Are you really Frankie's boyfriend?
Yes, I am, Sam said.
Now I was shocked. Sam put his arm around me, and we walked away. I was so happy. Sally really thought that Sam was my boyfriend.
You can take your arm away now, I said. They've gone.
Wait, we might see them again, Sam said.
It was strange having his arm around me.
Why don't you like them? He asked.
They're horrible to me, I said. Sally is the worst. She saw my mum fall, and she thought that she was drunk. But mum wasn't drunk. She's ill. She has multiple sclerosis. But don't tell anyone. She doesn't want anyone to know.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, said Sam quietly.
His arm was still around my shoulder.
Is she going to be okay?
I don't know. Some people with MS get better, some people get worse, I said. I told Sam more about Sally and Marnie,
and that I hit Sally in the face.
Did she tell the teacher? Sam asked.
No, she didn't tell anyone, I said.
That was good of her, Sam said.
Why are you being nice about Sally? I said angrily. Do you fancy her?
No, I'm your boyfriend, remember? Sam said, laughing.
Oh, yeah, I said. Thanks for telling Sally that earlier. Her face was so funny.
It's okay, Sam said. But your poor mum. Did your dad leave her because she wasn't well?
No, he left before that, I said. Dad met his girlfriend, Helen, at work, and they fell in love. Zara and I didn't understand, and we both hated Helen. Thanks for being a good friend today, I said, looking at Sam. Suddenly, Sam kissed me on the mouth. It was very quick and not very romantic. It also felt very strange, and my face went very hot and red.